WMAL News at Noon, I'm Heather Curtis. We're in the last hour, 2 hours rather, of a flash flood watch in most of our region. It happened after 6 inches of rain fell yesterday and early this morning. National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Hoffman.
There were definitely a few neighborhoods, in particular, you know, the Olney Wheaton area, down over in Annandale, Huntington areas, that got some locally much heavier rain.
So if you're out driving, be careful. Luckily, Hoffman says the worst of the rain is over. And the rain was bad yesterday, but nothing like it was a year ago this weekend in Ellicott City, where it came down so fast, Main Street turned into a river. The flooding killed 2 people, and another man died during cleanup. This hour, church bells will ring for the 3 people lost last year. Along with somber remembrances, there is also going to be celebrating what many are calling an amazing recovery. 93% of the businesses that were destroyed are back open for business. But
one of our merchants pointed out, it's one thing to get back in business, it's another thing to stay in business.
Maureen Sweeney-Smith with the Ellicott City Partnership says luckily they're seeing 2 to 3 times the foot traffic they used to see. South Korea is planning to talk with the U.S. about increasing its warhead limits. This after the North Korea launched its second intercontinental ballistic missile yesterday.
North Korea issuing a dire warning to the United States after their latest launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, the second they have tested in the span of just 1 month. This one launched in the darkness of night. North Korean state media releasing a slickly produced video showing their Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un signing the order and then overseeing the launch of this ICBM that most analysts agree puts much of the mainland U.S. within striking range.
Correspondent Will Ripley reporting there. Reince Priebus gets the boot, and the president hires Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly as the new White House Chief of Staff. Correspondent Athena Jones.
This could be an opportunity for the White House to right the ship and to end all of this talk of chaos and turmoil within the White House. But there are a lot of big questions about General John Kelly and how empowered he will be.
Some say he could bring military-style discipline to White House staffers who were fighting among themselves. A Virginia man charged with stabbing a woman and setting the house they shared on fire. Noel Antonio Quinteros Ramirez is being held without bond. Prince William County Police believe the woman will survive the stabbing. Virginia State Senator Cray Deeds drops his lawsuit against the state's Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services. He filed it after his son stabbed him repeatedly before taking his own life in 2013. Deeds is continuing with his lawsuit against the Rockbridge Area Community Services Board and one of his caseworkers. He says they refuse to give his son treatment. You may be driving right now, but are you driving a car with a manual transmission, or don't you know how?
You will need a car with a manual transmission, patience, and practice.
Those who can drive a stick shift can drive anything.
But AAA's John Townsend says these days, most people can't drive a car with a manual transmission.
If you teach your kid to drive with a stick, they'll be able to drive any car in the future.
But good luck finding one. Townsend says fewer than 3% of cars sold in the U.S. last year came with a manual transmission. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's 12:03 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Crystal Vasquez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Delays continue on 95. In Stafford County, southbound 95, just after 637, there's a disabled semi-block in the right lane. Traffic is slow moving past Russell Road. In Fairfax County, Springfield, 617 southbound near Industrial Road, the right lane is blocked from a multi-vehicle accident. And there's a closed road in Upper Marlboro. Water Street at Highway 4 in both directions is closed until about 3 o'clock as they clear floodwaters. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A flash flood. Flood watch remains in effect for most of the region until 2 p.m. Today, though, we won't see that much rain. We'll just have some scattered showers, cooler with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of rain, lows in the lower 60s. And tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington Small, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250
basis. The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
Retiring today is tricky business. The challenges in front of you right now and in the years to come are and will be way more complicated than anything that my parents, your parents, our grandparents had to face. It's just a whole new ball game out there. For example, think about this. Retire when the stock market, as it is today, at an all-time high, or even a bear market, can absolutely wreck your withdrawal game plan as it relates to your investments. Number two, today, we have record low interest rates, not just at the bank, but everywhere. We call it ZIRP, zero interest rate policy, basically by our government. They've raised rates a little bit, but not enough to safely generate you enough income in retirement. Number three, it's great news that we're all living longer. I'm excited about it than we ever have. And matter of fact, that trend is accelerating at an accelerating pace. But there's a dark side to that is we've got to make our money last much longer than any generations before us even had to think about it. And fourth, healthcare expenses are going through the roof. You hear about, oh, inflation's not that high. A lot of people we advise and talk to, it's like, who the heck are they talking to, Ron? My costs are going up, and it's driven by healthcare. So how do you ensure you're not going to have that kind of issue or your spouse, and it doesn't turn you into not only a financial disaster, but it really is a major anchor or drag on the portfolio. And this should just underscore one very important point. And Paul and I, we have talked about this several times on Wealth from Wisdom, is saving for retirement is actually the easiest part of retiring. I want you to think about a buoy out in the middle of the ocean. You finally get to that buoy. Now you got to swim back. Well, the swimming back is how do I actually take and get to the finish line and live the kind of successful retirement that I really dreamed about. It comes with having a thoughtful plan. Imagine this. Just imagine for a moment if you could learn from all those that have successfully retired before you. Imagine all of their successes, but more importantly, imagine their failures. See, if we protect the downside, the upside will take care of itself. So if you could avoid those missteps, what would it mean? Well, Paul and I are going to talk about today, we're going to reveal the 7 habits of highly successful retirees. This will help you not make the same mistakes, those mistakes that people and generations have made before you, that can mean the difference between a worry-free, basically an extended vacation that is just awesome, versus having to count every single penny and think about everything you're going to spend throughout retirement. So, Paul, as we go through the 7 habits of the highly successful retirees, the number one is one we've talked about a lot here on Wealth from Wisdom.
Yeah. And what is that, Ron?
That is having a thoughtful and a comprehensive financial plan. No one to go on vacation without any idea where they're going to go. You never build a house without blueprints. Yet people seem to wing it just a little bit. You know, they'll come in here for the first time and they're like, well, I got a little bit there, a little bit. I'm not really sure it is. I don't know my Social Security is. I think I've got a pension. I've got an old 401k. I abandoned it somewhere. But I want to retire in 6 months or a year. It's like, wait a minute. And can I? It's like, we have no idea. But it's you know, it's like getting, I think instinctively people think, well, I've got pretty much enough. Sometimes people are right on. Sometimes they're way over-resourced. Hey, you could have quit 10 years ago, but mostly they're fairly short. But there's time to make some mid-course adjustments here and put them really on a course that's going to be successful. So having a thoughtful and comprehensive financial plan is key.
Yeah, and Ron, it's not as simple as just putting the money in. I mean, you just brought up the housing market. So how many of you listening today have bought a home and either new construction or even bought an existing home and you want to be a fixer-upper? You want to do it yourself. And you're like, oh, this will be easy. All of a sudden you're like, okay, what room do we start on first? And how do people flow from this room to that room? Or if I have a fixer-upper, okay, I can only afford to fix this much in year one, this much in year two, this much in year three. Well, you got to have a plan in place and decide which one's most important for you. So we look at the same type of levers you have in your financial retirement. You have your income lever. You have your expense lever. Oh, there's another lever, taxes. And we'll talk about a lot of those today, Ron. But putting together that comprehensive plan is how you actually get maximum fulfillment out of it. I know for a lot of people, we're actually talking before we even came on air today, is the challenges that go of building your own home and all of the little decisions. And I just think about, we remodeled our kitchen several years ago. I had no idea there were 487 knobs at the hardware store that I could pick on to put on my cabinets in my kitchen.
Yeah.
There's all those choices, and there's a lot of choices out in the financial world. What type of investment should I go in? How should I draw my taxes? Or how should I prepare for taxes? How much expense should I spend per month? Should I spend $1,000 per month on this? $2,000, $3,000, $4,000? What's the right combination? And there's a trap out there because they're feeling like, oh, I can keep spending, but maybe you can't, and you got to have this full plan put together on how it happens. And think about a family we were talking to the other day, Ron, and they said, hey, can we talk with someone about, right now we're spending X thousand dollars a month, but I think we have enough. What if we did X thousand plus another thousand a month, or 2,000 more a month, or 3,000 more a month? And they wanted to make sure how that worked, but then we showed them based on they had different retirement accounts. So now if they're pulling that out, guess what? Their taxes increased. So maybe they thought they were actually pulling more out to spend, but because they went into a new tax bracket, they were actually receiving less on the net perspective. And that's complicated. Most people don't think about that. And that's where you got to have this comprehensive plan on when you pull out of these different types of accounts.
Yeah. And Paul, if you're not going to do number one, you can quit listening to the rest of the show right now, because the rest of them, frankly, don't matter. Right. So getting this right, having a plan, keeping that plan current, understanding what the plan is, having your professionals that are part of that plan. Right before the show went on, Andrew was talking to one of our partners in New Jersey, Debbie Taylor, and she said, you know, one of the biggest challenges they're having right now is because the markets are up, people have made a lot of money, they want to overspend based on what's happened in the short run. So when you do a well thought out financial plan, it's going to look at what is sustainable for a 20 or 30 year period of distributions. So you know, the plan leads up to the accumulation phase. Then you have distributions. Don't get lulled into overspending in good times, but also just as equally as important, underspending during bad times, because they don't last either. So you want to have a well thought out plan. Paul, number two is having an estate plan. And this is an area we see a lot of people have. They're partially half baked. Number two, they go in, they meet with the attorney, they do some documents, but they don't take the next step. And retitling everything and making sure it's going to go the way that they want it to. And if you don't do that properly, you could end up with an estate that doesn't A, go where you want it to go, B, could be tied up in probate for many years, and C, you could cost a lot of additional taxes because of unintended consequences, the way some of the accounts are actually titled, held. These things should be thought through before anybody actually is even close to dying.
Yeah, Ron. Legal matters for a lot of people are scary. They just don't want to deal with it. So they go and do the avoidance technique and they stay away from it. However, this is one of the most powerful things you need to do. Not should do, need to do. You'd be making a critical mistake if you don't do that, is put together your estate plan. And don't think you have to have tens of millions of dollars to do this, Ron. You can just have way less than that. but you got to make it easier for your family. For those of us and people that have gone through our listeners today and seen things go in probate, and nothing against that, but it takes time, and you may lose out on your wishes, or you may lose out on the dollar amounts that you thought you could get, and why not put that plan into action? And I always call it, you feel so much better after you complete it. I've shared before, and I'm sure there's plenty of you listening today, that you don't even have a simple will. Put one together. Go get one. You're going to feel great. I actually talked with a family this last weekend, Ron, that I've talked about on the show months ago that didn't have one, mid-50s, went and did it, and they said they felt so good. And I saw them this weekend. They brought it up again to me. Thanks for pushing me to go get that
done. You know what's strange is how many people have the wrong beneficiaries. They thought, oh, I thought that was going to so-and-so, and it's not. So just a great example of when you look at it, you do your plan, you start reviewing who you had moving where, because that's a first step, and a good team's going to do for you is do a schematic and a graph of where things are today, what kind of tax consequences may come as a result of existing plan. It may be no plan, but it's still a plan.
Yeah.
Because some of the state's going to dictate how it actually happens. Hey, Paul, you and I have gotten dozens of email questions every single week, and we love them. Keep them coming. If you would like to ask us a question on pretty much anything, email me, Ron, at wealthfromwisdomradio.com. That's Ron at wealthfromwisdomradio.com. There is no such thing as a bad question. There is no such thing as a dumb question, just one that's not being asked. Email Ron at wealthfromwisdom.com, and we'll answer your question. And we're going to be answer. We actually had a question we're going to answer here in the next segment. Really good question. We want to encourage you to also email us. Are you aware of the recent changes, Paul, in wills and living trust? I think we are because we're in the business,
yeah,
but a lot of people out there that aren't, and they're just not up to date. Having a plan is one of the most important things we were just discussing you could possibly do. Without it, everything you own, your house, your cars, your investments, I mean everything, we tied up in courts for years or longer. And it could cost your estate a lot of additional money, and it could even cause double taxation by the government on some of those retirement assets. The bottom line is it can be an absolute positive mess. So if you don't have a living trust right now, or even if it's been a while since you've taken a look at your estate plan, we can help make sure it all stands up to the very latest laws and reflects your goals and objectives. To schedule an estate planning review, call 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Don't let the government be the biggest beneficiary of your estate. Call 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
You save for retirement, and that's a great start. But if you want to retire successfully today, you need to have a plan. And I don't mean just any plan, a thorough and thoughtful plan. Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West. And thanks for joining us on Wealth from Wisdom. Imagine if you could learn from those that have retired successfully before you. Imagine if you could learn from their successes, but more importantly, the failures. Think how often you think, hey, I'm 50 or 60, if I could go all back and start over again with the knowledge I have today. Well, you don't have to, because many have retired before you, and they're going to pass their wisdom through us to you so you don't make the same mistake. It'll help you live a better retirement. Paul and I are going to continue through the 7 habits of highly successful retirees. We've covered number 1 and number 2. And Paul, before we get into 3 and 4, I want to remind our listeners that they can email us questions. And we got a question from last week's show that we're going to answer. But if you would like to have a question answered on any topic, no such thing as a dumb question, only one that's not asked, you can email me directly, Ron at wealthfromwisdomradio.com. That's Ron at wealthfromwisdomradio.com. This comes from Bob, Paul. He says, Ron, I've listened to you and Paul. I love the show. It's been great. My wife and I are in our late 60s. We're both retired. Our house is paid off, and we don't have any debt. We pulled our money out of the stock market in 2008 financial crisis, and we've been waiting to get back into the market, but with the market at current all-time highs, we're afraid to get back in right now. What options would you suggest to get a better return on our money without risking it in the market? And Paul, this is common. How often do we see people that are, you know, they made a good decision maybe for them because the emotional pain that was going on in the financial crisis. Here we are 9 years later. The market's gone up a ton, and they haven't participated in it. Yeah.
I call this the emotionally frozen state, Ron, because they've frozen their return because they're emotionally fearful of getting back in the market. And that's why, you know, we've heard us all the time talk about time in the market is so much more important than timing the market. But it's also why you got to have a good plan. So for being frozen for that long, I actually congratulate Bob, Ron, because he is in retirement. He does feel good. They have no debt. They've got a lot of the great levers in place and pushed the direction they want. But now is what? How can they else get their money to work for them in a way? And there's a lot of different approaches. And we've spent some time here talking about irreplaceable capital. How do you get invested in the market but have some downside protection? We're not going to go through all the intricacies of how that worked. That's one avenue that Bob could consider.
And one of the things, Bob, I would tell you without knowing your complete financial picture, and so this is all going to be prefaced with like, don't know, we just have a little bit of information here, but you said you're debt-free. So my first question would be, okay, if you're debt-free, are you living comfortably on a pension, railroad retirement, Social Security? How hard does your money, your portfolio, actually have to work for you? Because you may have the financial, emotional luxury of not taking any risk and just recognizing the fact you're not going to get a return. But the biggest risk would be doing something today, having the market go down, having you repeat that cycle all over again and losing 10, 20, 30% of your money. So I first want to really evaluate what does your risk budget need to be for the retirement that you and your wife would like to have. Second, and I agree with Paul, is timing the market is impossible. You know, stocks that make new highs, markets that make new highs tend to go higher. Markets that make new lows tend to go lower. So trying to fall it on the drop is like, you know, catching a falling knife. On the other hand, you know, it makes you look stupid for a long period of time. And so that you're not going to time. But what you can get right is what's appropriate for your unique goals and objectives. And then there are things you can do in any environment. Paul, you mentioned it. You know, what are replaceable? What are strategies that don't care whether the market goes up or down? You're not going to make as much as an all equity strategy, but you're going to be able to sleep at night. And you go, I don't care whether the market goes up or goes down because these are designed to generate a return in almost any environment. If you have cash sitting around, you and I have been talking about this, you can do a short-term muni. Individual, don't buy a bond fund. Buy individual bond ladder, corporate bond ladder. You get a considerably higher yield, and I think you're taking, you know, very, you know, high quality. You're taking very little risk, and you don't really care whether interest rates go up or down, because actually, if they go up, you get that ladder continues to roll over, you know, at the higher yield.
Yeah, and so Ron, I hear this all the time: is people say it'll be just my luck. As soon as I get into the market, something bad's going to happen. Well, it's not just your luck. It's not anything to do with luck. It's got everything to do with putting a plan together. There could be short-term blips out there, and I absolutely recognize it. But at the end of the day, you're going to feel so much better. You don't know this yet, but you will 10 years from now, knowing you made that decision. And maybe it's not, if you've got a bunch of cash, maybe it's not put it all there. You've probably heard the phrase DCA, dollar cost average. Maybe that's a better plan. You slowly move in to whatever investment vehicle and strategy works for you, but you got to do something, because if you're asking about it, we've used financially fearful, financially frozen, emotionally scared, all those things. We want to help you get past that.
And Paul, I mean, so it's all relative to how much money you need to take out of the portfolio. I knew someone who sold their company, well-known company here in Omaha, well-known person, and they got what was 25 years ago just an insane amount of money, and they're financially struggling because they took such a conservative view on investing those dollars, but their spending wasn't commensurate with the level of risk that they're taking. So, you know, having that really understanding what it is that for you, we're all snowflakes. We're all individuals. We all have different, you know, needs. We all do different things emotionally, and really understanding that is a key, which leads us into number three on the seven habits of the highly successful retirees is risk level consistent. We just covered that, so it's appropriate Bob had his question there. But protect the downside. The upside will take care of itself. The market will do whatever it needs to do to prove largest number of people wrong at any given moment. Always has, always will. And so really getting your individual downside capitulation point and understanding that is critical.
Yeah, Ron, I mean, I don't think that could be any more relevant than it is right now. The market volatility is at essentially an all-time low. Over the last 10 years, the VIX, which is the volatility index for all of you listening, is averaged around 18. And over the last 6 months, we've been at 10 to 12. So we're nearly half the average of historical. And so it makes me think about, what do we learn from our experience, right? Ron, is knowledge and how to be better for our clients. So let's think about the dot-com bubble that happened. What was that? Well, investors overestimated growth in the economy, and therefore the bubble burst. What happened in 2008? All those financial companies overstated cash flows, investors overstated cash flow possibilities. Guess what? The bubble burst. You know what the new bubble might be, Ron? Is risk.
Yeah.
Because right now, investors are underestimating risk. And what we're seeing is everybody, because of low volatility, is willing to take on more risk. And we're hearing it almost every day here as part of Carson Group and from people across the country. You know, I think I want to make a little more. I'm going to go all into the S&P ETF. They don't need to. So why are they chasing returns? Because they don't think there's risk there, Ron.
And Paul, they don't feel the risk when things are going up in value. I love your analogy on, I use it all the time, stole it from you, on the.
You can have it.
Thank you. Because I love it. I can relate to it. I was driving back from the lodge last night and I was running a little late for dinner. And Jeannie, you know, had left a couple hours before me. What time are you going to be home? Be home at 8 o'clock for dinner. And I'm, you know, I got, you know, of course, there's always one more thing to do when you're on a farm. And I got left a little late. And so normally I drive 9 miles over the speed limit. Part of it's 60, then it goes up to 65. I was going 15 miles an hour over, knowing if I ran into someone, I was going to get a ticket. But it was making up time. So I was willing to take that risk. How much risk, when people come in, Paul, and we ask them that, how comfortable are you going over the speed limit by how much? And they'll say 10, 15, sometimes 20. But portfolios are going, it's a little bit like flying in a jet. You don't have a sense for how fast you're really traveling over the ground, right?
Absolutely.
You don't have any sense until something bad happens and you get like come right over a cloud bank. Wow, we're really moving fast. A lot of portfolios are really speeding, taking on a lot of risk. And people are like, wait a minute, I'm going 200 miles an hour. You are, because you said your downside was 10. Your portfolio is 38%, 36, 51. And just owning a lot of the same stuff with different names is an effective way to really understand what your downside risk level is.
Well, Ron, I worry about that for all of our listeners getting ready for retirement. They're in their 401k, 403b, other type of retirement plan, and they're going out and looking at what returns have performed the best. Recently?
Yes.
So you go in your 401k, you make a change, yep. You're chasing return, and you're taking on more risk. Be careful of that.
The next one, and we'll have to take this into the next segment, but this is probably the one that people pay the most attention to, but you've got to do the other stuff first, and that's number four, is have a diversified plan for income. And the reason we say diversified is there are times that you may want to turn one spigot on, turn one up, you may want to turn one on high. It also has to do with when you're going to, you know, what the current tax rate is, what your own individual tax situation is. And sometimes it makes sense to spend one account down to zero because you're redeeming principal, while at the same time letting something that's tax protected go on, but having a well thought out game plan and understanding how much you need. There's a great piece about Johnny Depp. We're going to come back to this and talk about it in just a minute because it really is interesting. But how will you generate income for retirement with interest rates at record lows in a fully valued market? You've got to be really super careful. And your ability to generate income that you can rely on is really key. The good news is you do have options, many of which you probably don't even know exist today. to get the facts and understand what those options are, we can do what we call a simple income analysis for you. And you've got nothing to lose. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. The last thing you want to be is 80 years old, full of life and flat broke. You've got to get enough income out of your portfolio. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. Also, we'd love for you to email us and ask us any question that you would like. Simply email Ron at WealthFromWisdomRadio.com. That's Ron at WealthFromWisdomRadio.com. I'm Ron Carson with your co-host Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth From Wisdom Radio.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth From Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 1230. I'm Heather Curtis. A flash flood watch is in effect throughout our region until 2 this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Hoffman says rain totals for the region are around 6 inches. Ellicott City is remembering the two people who died during a historic flood that happened 1 year ago tomorrow. They're also honoring a man who died during cleanup by hosting a tree dedication this hour. President Donald Trump tweeting up a figurative storm today. He says after 7 years of talking about repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, quote, the people of our country are still being forced to live with imploding Obamacare. And he says just moments ago that if a new health care bill isn't approved quickly, bailouts will end for insurance companies and members of Congress. The president's decision to reinstate a ban on transgender people from serving in the military is not sitting well with attorneys general in multiple states. The attorneys general in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia joined their counterparts in other states, signing a letter to Congress asking them to pass legislation that would not allow discrimination against transgender service members. It's 1232 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's Crystal Vasquez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
There's trouble on 66. In Arlington, 66 eastbound at Sycamore Street, there's a crash taking out the left lane. Delay start past 694. Prince William County, Woodbridge, 95 northbound before 294. There's reports of an accident that has traffic slow moving back from Dale Boulevard. In Loudoun County, there's an accident, Harry Bird Highway eastbound near Ashburn Village Boulevard. And there's a closed road in Upper Marlboro. Water Street at Highway 4 in both directions is closed until about 3 o'clock today due to floodwaters. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect for most of the region until 2 this afternoon. Today, overcast with rain at times, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 73 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know, all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/15/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
If you look at the people who have retired successfully, have you ever wondered how they're generating income in retirement? And how and when did they claim their Social Security benefits? And how did they withdraw their money from their IRA and their 401k? Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson, and thanks for joining us on Wealth from Wisdom with my co-host, Paul West. What can you learn from these who have retired successfully? It turns out a lot, not just what they've been doing well, but the mistakes, their failures. Protect your downside, and the upside will take care of itself. Paul and I are going to continue through the 7 habits of highly successful retirees. And Paul, we covered the first 4, not quite. We were talking about the diversified income plan, having various sources, really thinking about, you know, does it make sense to spend one account down, let the other one defer? There's a lot of different levers, as you said, that you can really pull to maximize the impact of the dollars you actually get to keep. But also, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you can outspend your income. And there's a recent article this week about Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp spending $2 million a month. He's currently suing his business manager. He's asking for $25 million in damages. And the preliminary filings show that they're also countersuing him. Because they said he can't blame us for his extravagant spending. And they're going on to say that it was just out of control. You know, he would spend up to $30,000 at one time just for wine, just for some wine.
I was wondering how he could spend $2 million a month.
Yeah. By the way, I was just up. You know, you can't talk about great wine in Nebraska very often. But Saturday night, I grew up in Tacoma, and I went to Silver Hills, which is Nebraska-grown wine right by our farm. The wine was pretty good. It was actually really good. It was if you're ever in there, try the Silver Fox, and they have the best pizzas. They make these incredible wood-fired pizzas, and I guarantee if Depp would have bought that wine, he would have spent like $10, not $30,000. So just think, he should relocate to Nebraska and wouldn't have this problem. But this just goes to show, I don't care how much money you make, if you don't have number one we had on the list of plan, you can outspend the money.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate to see that, and he's got a certain type of reputation as well. But, you know, for all of our listeners today, Ron, many of their diversified income sources are coming from what? Social Security, coming from their retirement plan, coming from their pension, the railroad, wherever that might be. And those are a lot of different sources. Another one is many of them get part-time jobs. And one of my favorite questions to ask is, do you have a part-time job because you want to? Or because you need to. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it has to be that way for you. And I love hearing about the people that want it because they want the mental stimulation throughout retirement. They just enjoy being with people. But the last place you want to be is 85 years old, full of life, and broke.
Yes.
And if you've got to suck it up and you have to take a part-time job, then guess what? That's what you got to do. And just find something maybe you enjoy doing more than you feel forced to do there.
I couldn't agree more, Paul. Let's go to number 5. This is one you've heard us hit on a lot. I think there's some misunderstanding out there. We talk about fees and expenses. What I hate to see, Paul, is where someone is in, let's say, a passive fund. They're just buying the S&P 500, and they're paying a lot for it. I mean, your management fees on just if you're just saying, hey, I'm just going to take whatever the market gives me, you know, you should be very, very low in fees. Now, if an advisor is doing a lot of other things for you, you want to look at the value, really understanding what you're getting for what you're paying, and are you seeing everything? That's the biggest issue that I have personally, is firms are not forthright with how they're charging and what all their profit buckets are, and sometimes they're just not disclosed. The SEC, matter of fact, just had nailed J.P. Morgan, $307 million. Last week, I think we talked about Merrill Lynch, $307 million. Why? Because the bank admitted. A lot of times you'll hear someone say, I'm not going to admit or deny. The bank actually admitted, this is according to Financial Planning Magazine, the bank admitted that it had breached its fiduciary duty for years by putting unwitting clients into the bank's own high-priced investments. I didn't ad-lib at all. I'm just reading it directly from the article. This is J.P. Morgan, $307 million, because they were steered in something where they were overpaying and not really understanding what they were paying.
Huh. That's interesting, Ron, because it actually makes me think about a listener and actually one of our partners across the country shared with us an email that they got from a company, and it was Northwestern Mutual, and they're a good company. They're really good, as we all know, in offering life insurance solutions.
Yes.
And they sent a very, very, very complicated email to this person explaining the benefits of all of this insurance. And Ron, you and I both looked at it. And I think one of our biggest concerns is if it takes that long to explain to someone how this thing's going to work and what it is, buyer beware, right?
Yeah.
Because if you can't understand it, and if the strategy being put in place can't make sense to you, then you got a problem. And also I get a concern, if somebody's really trying to sell me too hard, is it really in my best interest? And that's something that, and especially as you look at life insurance products, you look at real estate investment trusts, you know what people tell us all the time? Oh, well, they told me. It doesn't cost you anything to get in there. And I laugh because, first of all, nothing in life is free, right? Especially as people are helping you with your money. They're just not being straightforward. You don't understand that the real cost is embedded inside of those products. So they're making a return for the companies and putting the value of them over yours. And so, again, buyer beware. If they're saying there's no cost for the product inside of there, ask them what the internal costs are, what the internal management fees are.
Yeah, and Paul, thanks for forwarding that to me. I thought it was interesting because it was a long, very making the hard sell for insurance. And there was a piece, they didn't cross the line, they came close, where they said almost, if you didn't read it carefully, it almost sounded like they were getting a guaranteed return of almost 16%. You're just not going to get that kind of return that's guaranteed. And it was, if you died by this time, here's what it would be to your heirs on an after-tax basis and all that. But what I didn't like, there was no disclosure in the letter about what all the fees and expenses are, but there were tons of things at the bottom, attachments that you would have to read, a forensic account, and it just, let's be totally transparent with, and it's not oversell or overhype. This is for the financial advisors out there. Let's really manage expectations, because people aren't looking for that. What they want is someone they can trust, and they know, hey, is this actually going to perform the way I think it's going to? Paul,
yeah.
Let's move into number six of the seven highly successful habits of retirees, and that is really having a game plan to minimize the skyrocketing cost of health care and long-term care. This is one of those that you just don't think it's going to impact you, and it comes out of left field, and it's devastating.
Yeah, all right. And just people forget about it, or they're concerned, but I'll worry about that later. Well, unfortunately, when it's later, it's too late. I mean, I think of sports analogies here, and of course, one of the famous hockey ones is skate to where the puck is going, not where it is. I think about football. You don't chase to where the running back or wide receiver is standing still. You chase to where you think they're going in order to tackle them. Well, you need to think about the same for your financial investments that you have. I mean, so think about this right now. A typical 65-year-old couple can expect to spend anywhere between $250,000 to $500,000 on health care and medical expenses. Yeah, you heard me right. $500,000 you may spend over your lifetime, that's after age 65, by the way, on health care and medical expenses. Also, Ron, another stat I thought was interesting is the average cost of a long-term care federal insurance program assisted living facility, $47,064 per year. $47,000. And if you actually want around-the-clock care in a semi-private room, that is $91,615.
Wow.
That's big numbers.
Wow. Well, and Paul, you know this is a biggie in really planning on having a successful retirement, getting your handles on that. But so is having, as number one we led with today, is having a plan. But a lot of people are out there and they're saying, who can I possibly trust? I don't want to go from the skillet to the frying pan. I want you to know something about the Carson Group. Who are we? According to Barron's, we're the number two independent advisor in the country. We're one of America's top wealth advisors, according to Forbes. were published four books, including two New York Times bestsellers, were often quoted in news outlets such as Fox, CNBC. We have a lot of good subject matter experts here, and I personally serve on many boards that help protect individual investors. But the most important thing you should know is we care, and we're good at what we do, and we can help you. If you want an analysis on everything you're doing or just a second opinion, give us a call at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Let us show you how we can help your money go so much further in retirement. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. Coming up next, we're going to reveal the final one, number seven, on the seven successful habits of retirees. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group, right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
It's the big screen store's two-for-one sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free, plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the big screen store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
How is it that two retired couples that are roughly the same age, they save the same amount of money for retirement, yet they live two completely different lifestyles in retirement? One of them is living it up, while the other one is just barely getting by. How can this possibly happen? Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and thank you for joining us on Wealth from Wisdom. Coming up on this segment, we've been covering the seven habits of highly successful retirees. We've covered six of them. We're going to cover number seven, But Paul, this is fairly common. People have the same sort of economic means. They just make better decisions. The little things done exactly right can have and will have a major impact on how things turn out in the end. And I want to just one final comment here on number six, and that is have a game plan for protecting skyrocketing healthcare and long-term care costs. This is a big one. It says there's a stat here, according to Forbes, nearly 70% of all people who live to age 65 require some form of long-term care. I look at my mother was in a facility before when she passed. My father-in-law needed long-term care assistance. My dad has been in and out and needing healthcare, long-term care assistance. My mother-in-law, I mean, I'm looking at those around me, 100% of them. So, I mean, I look at the 70% and go, gosh, that seems like a light number. Yeah. And we don't mean living there and dying there. We mean, you know, it being there for a period of time because I used to look at that and go, oh, I'm going to take care of whoever. I'll take care of my mom. It doesn't work that way because sometimes you just don't have the ability to do that.
Yeah, you don't have the resources. And probably the number one resource people don't have today, which is actually unfortunate, Ron, is time. They don't have the time because they are allocated and all different things are priorities. We're actually, hey, by the way, we're trying to start a movement of getting rid of the B word, of busy. People always are busy. But make things a priority in your life, and family can be one of them. And you just need to recognize that, unfortunately, over 50% of you, and I think over 70% is realistic, are going to need some form of help. And it could be a short term. They broke their shoulder or broke their hip or need knee surgery or whatever those things are. Be cognizant of that, Ron.
Hey, so, Paul, what is the average time that an average person has in a day to hit all their priorities?
Well, if my recollection of my memory is correct, I'd say 24
You're
hours.
Right on. 24. Right. It's funny you ask that question, people. Because like, we all have the same amount of time. I love that. We don't say I'm busy. It's like make it a priority, right? In your whole life, you're going to say, oh, I'm so busy doing this or doing that. Hey, elevate this stuff to the top. Spend some time on it now so you can have a little bit of time invested now is going to pay. It's going to save you an enormous amount of time on down the road. Number seven, we've covered the first six. Number seven is really updating the plan. It's not enough. Now, the most effort for sure goes in to the initial building of the plan. Get good advisors that are on your team. Make sure there's a communication plan where everybody's staying top of mind. And there's external things that happen. There could be, you know, a new tax law. There could be something changes in the market environment where you need to adjust. And or you have new goals and objectives or something else you want to accomplish. So it needs to be revisited periodically. It's not static because your life changes, the outside world changes. But once it's done, it doesn't take that much effort keeping it current.
No, it doesn't at all, Ron. But it also takes frequent education reminder. I mean, for many of you listening, how often do you actually meet with your advisor or your wealth planner? And are they helping you out? Are they giving you enough attention? And we were actually doing a call last week, Ron, myself, Zach, and a few other members of our team with an individual and his family, and they were going through their portfolio review, and we were talking about what's going on, and they asked the question, well, hey, should we increase our risk? Should we take on more risk in the market? We see the market's going well, things are great, and we said, no, absolutely not. And it was for them the education of your plan is exactly where it needs to be. And I know I talked about this in a prior segment or two about people are underestimating risk today on the market. And as part of your plan, don't make a change, because here's what happens. You can try to take the risk up and make more, but what's going to happen if it goes down and you ride that risk curve down steeper? You can't put on the brakes anymore. You can't go back and solve that. You can only protect where you were. If you actually put a real plan together and you stick with it and keep it up to date, so that means you do have to watch interest rates. You got to watch income. You got to watch healthcare costs. You got to watch investments. I mean, one of the things we've seen happening this year is the global market's doing better than the U.S. market in many areas. So that doesn't mean it's always going to be like that. So don't go chasing returns as part of your plan.
Well, and Paul, you made the comment. It may be that, you know, hey, we're human beings. If someone says, hey, if I lost it all, I've got enough of a pension, Social Security, I don't have to think about it, and I want to I want to invest, because I have clients that invest as though whatever the objective is for their kids or grandkids, because it may be in a trust, they're not touching the money. So I think it's, you know, that it's possible to do that, but be sure you're going into it and you have, you've at least documented the understanding with your advisor that this money is going to potentially be subject to a lot of downside risk, and your time horizon isn't your life expectancy, but it's your kids or your grandkids' life expectancy. But go in with your eyes wide open.
Yeah, and I think part of keeping your plan up to date isn't just your investments, Ron. It's your spending plan, and we talked about that a little bit earlier. Can I spend $2,000 a month or $20,000 a month, whatever your number is, and realizing making short-term decisions have monumental long-term impacts. We actually call that our decision center, helping people think through to avoid risks of making short-term decisions that have long-term pain points for them.
Paul, you and I, we field dozens of email questions on this show every single week, and we answer each and every one of them. If you have any questions about anything related to investing or planning for retirement, we're going to start reading a few of these actually on the show. I think it's really interesting because you can relate to someone else who's dealing with someone similar, something similar that you're dealing with. Maybe it's about, you know, how do I get the most out of my Social Security benefits, or just simply what things I should be looking out of my 401k and my IRA. Today, you know, Bob from Connecticut was asking the question about, hey, I'm debt-free. I pulled out of the market in 08. What should I do? How should I think about that? It really is anything that you want to ask. You can email me directly at ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. That's ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. There's absolutely no cost to do this. We'll get right back to you. And we think it's a question that others could learn from. We'll actually read your first name and where you're from on Wealth From Wisdom.
Yeah, I think that's good, Ron. I mean, I think as we give people multiple avenues on how to work, I would just leave, you know, one last point with everyone is, it's your life, it's your retirement, go enjoy it. We've all seen the famous movie, The Bucket List. Well, you don't want to have to make those decisions because you were forced your hand into it. Put your hand on the wheel, do your own driving, make those decisions.
And one of the questions we get the most is about IRAs and 401ks, or really just any retirement account you have. Because you know contributing to those accounts is easy, but getting that money out, that can be totally a different story. If you don't have a strategy on how to withdraw this money in retirement, it could trigger, and we've seen this, Paul, an avalanche of unintended consequences, taxes, penalties, and everything up. They add up, and you sometimes can't undo them. A lot of times you can't undo them. So you need to think and take before you take this action. There's no cost for us to take a look at this for you. You have absolutely nothing to lose. 888-419-8513. The truth is, some people will pay through the nose in taxes with their IRAs and 401ks, fees and penalties and everything else, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Which one will you be? Give us a call. 888-419-8513. Learn how you can save thousands on your IRA or 401k. Call 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth From Wisdom.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement right here on Wealth From Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth From Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.